Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, iOS 4.2.
Slide to unlock.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of VoiceOver On. I am Ivan, also known as Access_Wizard on Twitter.
And my name's Kevin Chow. Kevin Chow, 89 on Twitter.
And I am VoiceOver. Today we will talk about accessibility improvements in iOS 4.2. First things first, hardware buttons.
So some of the things I've noticed as far as the hardware buttons go, the first one is, I'll just go ahead and unlock my iPhone.
Slide to unlock. Settings.
Is the ring vibrate switch. Now you have VoiceOver giving feedback as to the status. So I'll slide it towards the back, and it will say muting.
Muting.
And if I slide it towards the front,
unmuting.
It says unmuting. And it will vibrate depending on the state. If you have your silent profile set to vibrate, it will vibrate if you slide it towards silent. But if you have that set to off, it will only vibrate if you slide it forward. Another thing I also noticed is in settings, sounds, there's a new item. I'll go into that.
Settings. 5 minutes. General, heading. Sounds, button.
Sounds.
Sounds, settings, sound volume, 27%, adjustable. Change with buttons, off.
So right below the sound volume, there's an item that says change with buttons. By default, that's set to on. And they'll behave as it did pre-iOS 4.2, where whatever the ringtone volume and the VoiceOver and system volume would be the one and the same. And in order to change VoiceOver volume, you would have to increase, you would have to have VoiceOver talking and increase the volume at the same time. So it was almost like as if you were playing Twister at times.
Yeah. Totally.
So now with the set off, I can, I'll go ahead and just press the volume on the side, the up button about four times. And let's see what the new volume is.
Change with buttons, off.
So I didn't have to play Twister. I can just press the volume buttons and VoiceOver goes up.
Adding speech rate to the rotor.
So the first thing that I've noticed, thanks to Kevin, is that the speaking rate of VoiceOver could now be added to the rotor. You enable the setting by going to Settings.
Settings. Settings. Sounds. Brightness. Wallpaper. General. Button.
General.
General. Settings. Back button. Bluetooth. On. Net. Data. Keep. Internet. Access. Reset. Accessibility. Button.
Accessibility.
Accessibility. General. Back button. Large. Zoom. Voice. Access. VoiceOver. On. Button.
VoiceOver.
VoiceOver, accessibility, back button.
And then just flick to...
To VoiceOver, speak hit, speaking rate, fit, include in rotor, on. Always include speaking rate in the rotor, double tap to toggle setting.
I already have the setting enabled, so I'll just go back to the home screen.
Home. Settings. Double tap to open.
Now I'm going to select the rate in the rotor.
Language, words, characters, speech rate.
Okay. And now I can control the rate by flicking my finger up and down.
45, 40%, 40, 50, 50, 60, 65%, 70%, 60, 55%.
So what's interesting about this is that in the VoiceOver settings page, I can only control the rate by increment of 10. So I'm already there.
Speaking rate, 45%, adjustable.
Okay, I'm going
to
flick
up. Swipe up or down to adjust the value, 55%. 65%, 75%.
So it's going by increments of 10. If I go back to the home page and use the rotor.
Home. Calendar. Double tap to open. 70%, 65%, 60%, 55%, 50%.
It's going by increments of 5.
I can now announce column header information. Kevin will explain.
So I'm going to be talking about the different enhancements as far as how VoiceOver handles tables, on, especially on web pages. Now, when you're going from column to column by swiping left or right, it'll announce the column label as well as the data. So I'll just go ahead and demonstrate that.
Basic, 5 GB monthly. Basic plus, 100 GB monthly. Advanced, unmetered.
So before it would just say 5 gigabytes, 100 gigabytes, but now it actually announces basic, 5 gigabytes, basic plus, 100 gigabytes. And a new item was added to the rotor, and I'll go ahead and just...
Speech rate.
So that's... We have speech rows. Rate, and we have rows. So now you can swipe up and down to go to the previous or next row. I'll go ahead and swipe down.
Row 4, 300 megabytes.
So it announces the new row that you go on and the data.
The new but rather user-unfriendly search feature in Safari.
All right, Kevin. What's that I hear about that search thing?
So Safari, like you find on a Mac using the Mac OS X Safari and VoiceOver, you can do a text find.
Yes.
It's by no means the most intuitive or elegant interface.
Yeah. First thing I looked for when the keyboard got paired with it, I was like, all right, VO Command F. And of course it didn't work.
Yeah, I've tried that as well as a bunch of other VO Command H to go to headings, and those just aren't quite there yet. But
no.
I'm on the Apple website right now, and I already have. So the way it works is, in the Google search box, you type in whatever you want to search for, and that's going to be a specific keyword. You have to type in exactly what you want to find.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to type Apple.
A, P, P, L, W. On this page, W, E, Apple Store.
So I'm going to do a three-finger scroll up a few times.
Rows 3 to 11, rows 3, B, Y, Applebee's menu, Apple trailers, Apple iPod, Apple iPhone, Apple support, Appleian, find Apple.
So I had to scroll through a bunch of stuff in order to find the thing that said find Apple. And the reason for that is it's mixed up with all the Google suggestions. And finally, towards the bottom, you find this thing that says find Apple.
Yeah.
1 of 5 matches.
So it auto-read 1 of 5 matches.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have no idea of what 1 of 5 matches is.
Oh, boy.
And there's no... VoiceOver doesn't auto-select the item on the screen, so you can't navigate by characters or words or activate that element on the page. The things we have along the bottom are...
Next. Button.
Next.
1 of 5 matches.
1 of 5 matches.
Done. Button.
And done. So we can select next.
Next. Button. Mm-hmm. Shop the Apple online store. 1-800-MY-APPLE. Visit an Apple retail store. Or find a reseller.
So there's the shop, the Apple store. And let's see what we have next.
Next. Button. Shop the Apple online store. 1-800-MY-APPLE. Visit an Apple retail store. Or find a reseller.
So it's going to the next instance of the word Apple, which in that specific line, there's a few of them.
Yeah.
With this feature, there's no previous way of going back. As I said earlier, there's no VoiceOver doesn't auto highlight. It's a very rudimentary feature.
Yeah. Is it usable at all?
No.
Is it something? Yeah. Well, I guess it's something they've done without accessibility in mind, or paid very little attention to it.
Not only accessibility, but just general usability. There's idea of if I were to search for the word MacBook, I wouldn't find things that said MacBooks. Or if I searched for the word Mac, I wouldn't find anything that said MacBook, MacBook Air, MacBook Pro.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Yeah.
A feature that isn't much of a feature. Version 1.1, you know.
Yep.
Onto old features that are improved in iOS 4.2. Typing feedback.
So we just finished up going through the new features in iOS 4.2, and now we're going to focus on items that were there previously, but they've changed in some form or fashion. And the first one is this one in VoiceOver settings called...
Use typing feedback button.
typing feedback. Mm-hmm. That's been there before, but now you have the option of controlling the virtual on-screen keyboard.
Yeah.
And the behavior of Bluetooth-connected keyboards.
Typing feedback. Voice over. Selected. Nothing. Software keyboards. Heading.
So the first one is software keyboard. It's indicated with the heading. Mm-hmm. And below that we have...
Selected. Nothing.
I have selected nothing.
Characters. Words. Characters and words. Hardware keyboards. Heading.
Next one's hardware keyboards.
Selected. Nothing. Characters. Words. Characters and words.
So that's a pretty nice feature, I'd say. Cause, I mean, I use the Bluetooth keyboard quite a bit. And
I definitely agree. I mean, there's times when, for the most part, when you're using a Bluetooth keyboard, you don't need any character feedback or any word feedback.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of pick and choose if you want feedback on the on-screen keyboard.
Yeah, I like the word feedback. Just because my spelling's off when I'm typing quick. But character feedback, maybe not. It all depends, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's nice now that you have the choice between how it behaves on the on-screen and the physical hardware keyboard.
Definitely.
Last but not least, highlights of 4.2.
Highlights of 4.2 for you.
Ivan, I would say that VoiceOver being more responsive,
mm-hmm,
overall,
yes,
is a huge highlight.
I'd say. I noticed it right away. For me, it would be being able to adjust TTS rate on the fly, because I do it a lot. It's just, you know, reading a book, it's one rate. Email, Twitter, browsing apps, it's, well, 80%, so...
Yeah, I definitely agree. That's a nice feature, and I use it all the time as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So agreed on that one. And that's it for episode 1 of VoiceOver On. In our next episode, Kevin and I will discuss bugs and bug fixes in iOS 4.2. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Screen locked.
You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.